Winter weather has returned to the entire area today. A storm moving south of Long Island brought a round of accumulating snow to areas south of Albany through the overnight hours into the first part of today. Elsewhere, there's been a scattering of snow showers as some much colder air is pushing in from the north. And some scattered snow showers are in the forecast moving into tonight, but the big story really will be the wind and cold as thermometer temperatures crash tonight. We're looking at lows that will be in the single digits above and below zero across the area. But with the wind, our wind chill values will be down below zero. And in the coldest spots, wind chills may dip as low as 25 below zero. So there is a wind chill advisory in effect, mainly for the higher elevations in our area moving through the night. But the entire area will experience bitterly cold wind chills overnight into the day tomorrow. And tomorrow will be a cold day with high pressure building into our west. We'll have a gusty wind out of the north and northwest. At times, those gusts will reach up to around 30 miles per hour. And when you consider that highs will only be in the teens, our wind chill values are likely to be below zero across much of our area through the day tomorrow. It'll be cold again tomorrow night with temperatures in the single digits above and below zero. And on Sunday, it's a little bit less harsh. It's not as breezy and it will not be as cold, but it's still quite cold given the time of year with highs running only in the teens and 20s. We're likely to stay below freezing on Monday as well. So 3 days in a row where we will stay below freezing are coming up. And then on Tuesday, the focus will turn to the potential for a significant East Coast storm. At this point, odds are quite good that there will be a storm near or off the East Coast Tuesday into Wednesday, but there's still a lot of uncertainty in regards to the storm's intensity and the storm's track, and those will ultimately determine what impacts we see in our area, if any. At this point, 4 days out, there's still a wide range of possible outcomes. So it's something to be aware of. Certainly, we'll keep you updated here over the weekend into early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and very cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, wind chill 10 below zero to 25 below zero. And for tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, windy and very cold, high in the single digits and teens, wind chill below zero all day. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and very cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, wind chill 10 below zero to 25 below zero. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, windy and very cold, high in the single digits and teens, wind chill sub-zero all day. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and very cold, low in the teens, wind chills in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and very cold, highs in the 20s, wind chills in the single digits and teens. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, windy and very cold, low in the single digits, wind chill 0 to 15 below zero. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy and very cold, with highs in the teens to around 20, wind chill below zero all day. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny and cold, with highs in the teens and 20s, and on Monday, increasing clouds, with highs in the 20s to near 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.